be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, patron of youth, and he was a very innocent and holy child who joined the Jesuits at the age of 18. And actually he had to, it was a great penance for him because he had to decrease the penances and the mortification that he was practicing before he entered the Jesuits under holy obedience. And as we prayed in the opening prayer, you know, we who have not followed his innocence, may we follow his example of penance. And St. Paul, in today's first reading, makes it clear that God is the one that guides him in the doctrine that he teaches. And that he wants the Corinthians to know and to remain faithful to the teaching of the apostles. And how desperately everyone in the church needs to take this to heart. That faith is not decided by personal ideas or theories, but faith is decided by what God has taught, by what God has taught through his church and teaches through his church. And our Lord in today's gospel tells us that, you know, if we do not forgive, we're not going to be forgiven. And maybe we don't really take that to heart every time we pray the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And so if we cannot forgive, we're asking God not to forgive us if we sincerely pray the Our Father. And so let us follow that example of St. Aloysius in his innocence, in his love for God, and also in his penance.